Okay, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Garment Decorators podcast. It's been a while since it's been like a month since we've uploaded an episode. But for us, that's a long time to not be chatting to all of our listeners and customers. So today I wanted to just sit down for a really quick catch-up episode to just fill everyone in on what has been happening.
Okay.
Because the reason we haven't been doing podcasts recently is because we haven't been here. We've been doing a lot of stuff, and we've got a lot of new exciting things that people have probably seen on socials, but if they just rely on the podcast, they probably don't know what's going on. So let's go with the impression that no one knows anything,
okay,
and we're going to fill them all in today.
So
how's your last month been, Andy?
It's been very busy. I'm just getting ready for trade show number 4
of the year so far.
Doing
well.
Excited for that. But it's been wonderful to meet so many people across Europe, excited about garment decorating, very clued in about what they're looking for, doing lots of the homework, which is always great to see, because it's always, you know, we obviously make lots of educational videos like this, but it's good to know that people are taking their time to make informed decisions and grow their business in a logical and scalable way without, you know, rushing too fast and making mistakes, but actually taking the time, thinking about it, being sensible. It's good.
I think you're so right. Everybody that we've spoken to at the events we've been to recently, they've all known more about what they want when they approach us, which is such a nice feeling, rather than having to do like the introduction spiel of like, this is what a heat transfer is. You can actually have conversations that benefit them as a business. So that's, that has been brilliant. So firstly, we had Seaprint, first big trade show of the year for Styles Europe. First look of the new stand for many, which looks pretty damn good, if I say so myself. And yeah, that was an interesting one for me because it was my first abroad trade show, which it was very interesting speaking to, seeing the needs and demands of customers that aren't necessarily our direct consumers here in the UK, but seeing, like you said, that customers have very similar questions, similar issues, and it is very much a global thing. So everything we do here online from an education point of view helps all of them. So that was really, really reassuring. And obviously we got to work closer with the Europe team, which was really good. So how did you find
something? I thought it was great. I thought that the interesting thing, like you say, was that the similarities between US and UK and European customers is a lot closer than perhaps people might give it credit for. I think that the questions that are asked are quite similar. The approach that people are taking with regards to education is similar. But there's a lot of that kind of entrepreneurial spirit that we perhaps typically associate with the US. We found in the last 3 or 4 years that's actually really quite present in the UK, and speaking to people in France and Lyon, and I was in Germany last week as well, is that actually the same spirit's there. There's lots of young, hungry people coming through that really want to make their mark on the industry.
How many air miles have you clocked up so far this year? I'm going to keep tab on Andy's abroad travel to the end of 2024. But yeah, no, it was a great event, and I think it was a good one to start the year off with, like you say. Shortly after that, we had Printwear and Promotion Live, which is, for the UK audience, our biggest trade show of the year. Always one I look forward to. It is one of my favourite weekends of the year, without a doubt. So many content opportunities from a selfish aspect. But also we had some US people join us. So we had Shauna and Dave, which was fantastic. And of course, Anna from Styles Europe. That I think was probably the biggest and best Printwear and Promotion show that we have had so far, without a doubt. Like, it was just, it was mobbed every single day. And I know we say that every year, but I feel like every year we feel like there's just more and more and more people, which is fantastic.
I think, again, the quality of people that we met was really encouraging, especially on the Sunday. And I'm sure there's some people listening that are guilty of this, who they might turn up and they'll take lots of freebies, but they never always follow through with it for whatever reason. Sometimes there's good reason, sometimes there's no reason.
Procrastination.
but I felt that the people that I met were really excited and really engaged. Which is really good to see, especially for the UK ones. I know it's a bit of a, well, from an economy point of view, it's been a bit of a, not the greatest couple of years really for the UK, but there's still people that are trying to find their way and, you know, they're trying to pivot and find a way that will still work for them, which is really good. And I think people's detector of quality was very high, which is always good around our stand, obviously. But I think that people's understanding of the market and what to look for, because there's a lot of, you know, noise in the industry. But I also thought it was a really nice event from a kind of community point of view.
Okay.
The people that came to the stand, but also the other exhibitors, I thought did a fantastic job as well of really enthusing people. And they've been doing this throughout the year, but on their stands, I thought there was a lot more energy and a lot more things going on, some really exciting new products that were being released. I just thought there was a real sort of palpable excitement around the event this year.
One of my favorite things was seeing how many of our partners, or in our like friend brands, I should say. Partners sounds so formal.
I like that one. Friend brands.
I didn't want to say friendly brands, but then we don't really have many non-friendly brands. You know what I mean? Yeah. Friend brands have our equipment on their stand, and were actually heat printing live rather than just having it sit there gathering dust for 3 days. They were actually using it. It was busy every single time. I did a fair few laps to one, be nosy, two, get content, three, annoy them and get some stuff for myself, all of the above. Every time I went over there was a queue for the press. We filmed some great content with them, which the video is actually going out. It's probably already out by the time this episode comes out, to be honest. But that was really good, because one of the things that I said in that video was that people were actually printing things that they were actually excited to wear. So like you said about the samples, people get so much free stuff at these shows because everyone's trying to promote their product so much. They go home with a mountain of stuff and they probably just end up binning most of it because they're a bit overwhelmed. They're like, where do I start, kind of thing. But with our DTF prints, our Ultra Color Max prints, people were picking a print that was actually a design they love the look of on a garment they genuinely would wear. And because they had that connection of like, I've printed this myself, they were like, oh, I'm going to take some and wear this. I love this. And that's something that's so much more powerful for not just us as a brand and the people we were collaborating with, but for the customer themselves, because they understand that journey while they're learning about how to do it for their customers, if that makes sense. That makes sense. That was kind of a cool thing to see from my perspective. And reduction in waste is obviously a good thing as well.
And I think my favorite part was how we could really prove heat print on demand with the collaboration we had with Bella Canvas as well.
I mean, that was just insane. Do you want to tell everyone what happened with that?
So we helped Bella Canvas by providing a heat press and some heat transfers for them. And they were just so popular, crazy popular. They ran out of some designs after the first day. I mean, they must have done 300, 400 t-shirts were printed up on the first day. And they're like, this is so popular, we really wish we'd have some more. What can we do about that? I'm like, well, you know, Ultra Color Max, if you order by 8 a.m., ship same day. So I was like, well, it was about 5 o'clock, so I got my laptop out, ordered some more transfers for them. And we had a word with the dispatch team and said, look, the events, we need to live up to our promise of order by 8 a.m. So we then arranged a bike courier to come pick them up at, I think, 10 o'clock. Rapidly printed these transfers, as we do, as we're known for. And then just after lunchtime, we're rocking and rolling on the Bella Canvas stand again with their most popular designs.
So literally in less than 24 hours, there was a restock of their transfers at the event, physically being printed by customers.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane.
That's it. But that's, you know, that's what we do, isn't it?
Yeah. I think my favourite part of that story, if anybody's on LinkedIn, was the photo that Martin took with the driver, selfie with the bike delivery man when he arrived, as Martin's known for. That was great. It was a great event. The Bella Canvas stand just was so popular. And it worked really well having them be next to us. Because when the queue got too long on the Bella Canvas stand, people were like, oh, the same presses are over there. I'm just going to go and ask the sales team to press these for me. So that was really beneficial. And of course, I think the educational talks that went on, especially having Dave Connor in the mix as well, doing his Future of Heat Print on Demand and the truth about DTF heat printing. I think they went down really, really well. More from a broader education for the UK audience, I guess, when you look at the talks that normally go down at these events and what people normally talk about. I think he was just very engaging for one, but I think also he went to like another level of depth for in educating them in what they needed to know. Like with the DTF printers, for example, he didn't just stand there and go, you shouldn't buy DTF printers because we print transfers. He explained to them what, when, and why, and they all kind of sat there and were like, oh, okay, rather than just being pitched to, which I think made a massive difference.
Well, I think it's important, if you know, from when we create content educationally, is that we try to be as objective as possible, because there's not a one-size-fits-all solution for everyone, and it's not even a one-size-fits-all of their own product, so it's not possible. So I think that we try and give everyone the information to make informed decisions, and I always encourage people to go away and look broadly at the market, especially if you look at heat press. I'll tell you, here's what you need from a heat press, and then go and find the three best ones and see how they compare against one another. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that ours will come out on top, but I think it's important that you know look at it properly before you just, you know, don't just take my word for it, take everyone else's word for it. You know, and everyone who went to P&P obviously saw there was lots of hot trunks, because there's a reason for that.
Exactly, yeah. That, I think I was trying to work out on the map how many there were, and I think I lost count in the end.
Yeah.
I tried and I was like, I'm just going to say majority, because it's not worth working out the figures. So that was cool.
You know, you had a pretty good turnout for your own talks as well, Molly.
Yeah, I'm not, it was good. I enjoyed my talks greatly. It was funny, because when I started talking, I was looking at, there were a few people that I'd spoken to earlier in the day that had come to the talk, and I'd spoken to them about specific parts, and they were asking me questions, and I was like, oh, I cover this, like, you should come. So when I was talking about those sections, I was looking at them as if to be like, this is what we were talking about earlier, and I didn't clock the turnout until I finished, and I had to, because I wasn't really looking up, because I, you know,
that's because you couldn't see any spare seats, because there wasn't any.
Yeah, it was a good turnout, and we have had a lot of questions from people asking if we recorded those talks. I did answer this on socials, but I'll repeat it again here for those that missed that. We didn't record any of the talks this year, because we're going to be doing them as events and as podcasts within the coming months. So you won't miss out. You're just going to get a better quality version of these presentations, rather than a slightly blurry, slightly echoed audio from the actual event.
Yeah, the audio doesn't come out great when you record it in those rooms. And I know some, Colin from the print interviews had some issues where he had to, when he done his live podcast, which again had a fantastic turnout, but he wasn't quite happy with the audio. So when we found the same problem out last year, so I mean, much rather do it again. And I think your talk in particular, so anyone that couldn't attend, wasn't aware, Molly did a talk about how to market with no marketing department, because we're very conscious that we can talk about how wonderful marketing is.
My favorite topic.
But many of you, you know, you're on your own, or your small teams, or even the bigger teams, it's still, sometimes that's just as hard.
Yeah.
So we tried to make, Molly put together a really good talk about sort of manageable steps, if you could just find a tiny piece of time each week.
Yeah.
And included a downloadable spreadsheet as well, so you can make your own content calendar. But in reality, you could probably talk about that for 2 hours, 3 hours, just on the calendar part. So,
probably, yeah.
So that's why we want to make sure that we follow up and do it properly for everyone, because you know it's such a big topic where lots of people are always asking us for help on that one, and really want to do it justice.
Yeah, and also I wanted, like you say, the opportunity to actually have interact with your questions, because obviously when people are watching live at the event, they have the opportunity to ask questions and to come up afterwards and have those conversations. When you're just watching it back live on demand on YouTube, you can comment, but you're not going to get the same response as if we're doing a live webinar, you join and we explain it in person. So I wanted to make sure that everybody that didn't attend got the chance to ask their questions and get those answers properly. We will do, I will do mine, Andy will do his presentation, and then we'll get Dave too. I have already recorded a version of Dave's, but I'm hoping to get him to do it live for us, because he's good at webinars, isn't he?
What sort of questions did you get? Because I didn't get the chance to actually see your talk. I know I watched
Andy,
your talk.
I'm offended.
I watched your talk ahead of time, but I didn't actually get to hear any of the questions that people were asking.
Oh, what did I get? So I had somebody ask me about specific, like, how to gain an audience when they're starting from scratch. So this person in particular had created an account, but they had no followers. So they were like, well, how do I get followers with no followers? So I said, well, first things first, you need to make sure, even if you have zero followers, post like five or six things, because if you're promoting your page and then people come back to you're like, oh, I'm on Facebook, and then they find your page and there's nothing on there, they're going to be like, oh, this isn't legit. Mm-hmm. Whereas if there's already a few things on there, even if they have no likes or and you have no followers, if they're relevant to your business and they're informative and funny or whatever you want them to be, they'll be like, oh, I've landed on the right page, I'll give that a follow. And that's how it starts, right? So you need like a base. It's like launching a website with no content. Like you physically can't do that. So that was one question. And then obviously the advice that followed that was about engaging with other accounts, following people you thought were relevant. Hashtags was another one. So anything that's so I tend to group hashtags into two sections. There's like micro and macro. So anything that's above like 1,000 or 5,000 posts is like a big hashtag, and anything smaller than that you get better engagement on because there's less people using it basically. So any sort of smaller hashtags that are relevant to your industry, go through them and communicate with people on that. So just some tips and tricks like that really for like people that were really first starting out. So that was quite interesting. And for people that, like we said at the beginning, don't have the capacity to have somebody to do it for them, they're wearing all the hats and they have to find the time to do it themselves, I could really sort of see every time I made like a bit of a statement, people were sort of nodding at me and I was like, yes, this is landing, everybody that's watching. So yeah, that was good. So I'm hoping that a lot of people that run their businesses solo and people that were just starting out or maybe in their first year of business took quite a lot from that.
Okay, good.
Well,
if you're interested in learning more about marketing, leave some questions in the comments. If depending if you're watching on YouTube, or then leave some comments. If not, just send us a direct message and say, please don't forget to include this in your talk.
Yes, and we will. We will give you plenty of notice for when that live is going to be as well. It will probably be towards the end of April, beginning of May, because we've already got quite a few scheduled at this point. But we'll make sure we give you a few weeks' notice so you can find time to attend it. How did your talk go down? So you went for signing digital.
Yeah, I was in.
You went across the hall to the other section.
I was in the other event, trying to teach people who are sign makers how to add branded workwear into their business. So,
interesting.
If you're already doing signage, you should really be doing branded workwear. The main reason is because you have an existing customer base. You don't actually have to get new customers. You just have to convert your existing customers into buying more from you. Yep. And a great way of doing that is setting up a heat press next to your sign making machine, getting some heat transfers in, or if you've got a vinyl cutter, which you probably do, put some heat transfer vinyl through it.
Yep.
And you can very easily add more revenue into your business without actually having to employ extra people, gain new skill sets, because you already know how to artwork, you have the logos, you have the design files. So to me, it's a bit of a no-brainer, but you know, so there's a lot to take in, a lot to think about when you're starting. So I did a talk on it, and I was also part of a panel the following day with James from Audis and Simon from Rallowise, where we brought everyone together, much like we do at our open house events here, and just kind of say, well, here's the all the different parts you need to speak to. You need to find clothing brands that you trust. So promotion is obviously a great place to start there. And you need to become a partner with them, and you need to start asking lots of questions. And then you also need a wholesaler to buy it from. And then obviously need heat transfers, or vinyl, which we can help with the machines and materials, but it's just understanding the buying process is one. And the other is just kind of like encouraging people how to start, giving some true costs of how much things cost. With regard, this is how much a t-shirt costs, this is how much a transfer costs, this is how much you sell it for. But you know, it's true of every kind of industry. If you're thinking about adding branded clothing in, printing is a good place to start, but anywhere, if you take a product of any kind to a business and you get there and you see them walking around in branded clothing, or even if they're not walking around in branded clothing, maybe that's even better.
I mean, I hope they're wearing clothing.
I hope they're wearing clothing, but... Or if not, either way,
then they definitely need printing.
Then you should be, you know, you already have
a window of opportunity, isn't it?
Even if it could be, you could just be delivering the lunch there or something. But you already have it into a business, you have an existing relationship. The easiest way to grow your business is to get more revenue from your existing customers. So that's why I wanted to try and educate people who have one industry that's adjacent but could be overlapping so much.
Yeah, and like you said, if you see them walking around in branded clothing, you've immediately gotten in. And if you've already got that relationship with them, why shouldn't it all be going through you?
Exactly, or if you wrapped their van or... then you should be wrapping them in clothing.
I was going to say wrapping them, and then I was like, that sounds a bit weird, and then you said it anyway. Okay, wrapping your customers in clothing, that's a new marketing campaign. We'll keep that on board. And then, obviously Dave's talks were very popular, very informative. Dave's just brilliant in general. So yeah, I will try my hardest to get him on a webinar. I mean, I'm sure if I'll ask him, he'll say yes, yeah. But narrowing down a date and letting everyone know when that's going to happen, because mm-hmm. they were both very, very worthy talks.
Yeah.
And we have also recorded some very cool side notes, some very cool content with Dave about DTF printing in general, mm-hmm. which will be up on our YouTube in a few months, because we've got a lot of things to get through yeah. in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, so that'll be really good for everyone to see. And
yeah.
on a similar level of educating them about those different levels of what they should be considering
yeah.
for the different areas of print methods, basically. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on from P&P? I mean, I want to talk about the Pro Play separately.
I was just going to say I had a lot of fun heat printing sliders.
Sliders were fun. We ran out of sliders. Yeah. Did you know we brought back three, individual sliders when we were unpacking
two
boxes.
Two rights and a left.
We basically had three left sliders. I don't know where the other ones went.
Okay. I didn't know that, no.
So random.
But yeah, we were doing a collaboration with Audis where they had those wonderful new sliders out and super easy to decorate them. We got what we call a can cooler platen out. It's mm-hmm. meant for beer koozies, but it's brilliant for sliders because it's about the same size of printing area and they just slide on real easy. And you could put heat transfer vinyl, you name it, mm-hmm. and they have black and white. So we had quite a number of those, and they were also giving them away and sending people over.
Yeah, the queue for that machine was quite big.
Yes, lots and lots of people really excited. And it's another great revenue option.
Mm. Into summer.
If you come into summer, if you have, you know, perhaps any health clubs, it's a great one. If you have any sports teams, it's a super easy win to put on before or after the game. I learned that dance schools wear sliders, and they put them over like their ballet shoes when they go into events.
Never did that when I was at dance school. I feel cheated.
But I guess that keeps your dance shoes nice and clean and tidy in between competition.
Molly, 10 years ago, was really annoyed now. Yeah. I didn't get to wear sliders.
Yeah, so anyone that's listening that has dance or cheer customers,
yeah.
that would be another great use for them. So I think there's a lot of people whose cogs were turning because they're about £4 a pair.
They are ish. So affordable.
But you could probably sell them for, I don't know, £9 to £15, depending on the customer type, because mm-hmm. the quality of them is pretty good. They don't mark up at all under the heat press.
If you put really, personalization print on them, you can add an extra.
Yeah, so great for the summer. Probably great personalization gift coming up, even thinking towards Christmas as well.
Yeah. I mean, you could always... Talking about summer, if you're going to buy the can cooler platen, which they are on pre-order coming back very, very soon because they were so popular after the show.
Yeah.
But we have got more coming. If you're going to buy a can cooler and you're going to print sliders, why not print can koozies as well? And, you know, coming into summer, it's going to be needed with all those cans of Coca-Cola and 7-Up and other fizzy drinks are available.
That's it.
So,
another great additional revenue source for your business. Mm.
Yeah, it was a good event. It was probably one of my favourite P&Ps that we've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we just had everything going on and it was brilliant.
Yeah.
What else was I going to mention? The Beachfield stand, that was really cool, the way they were printing their beanies. And, of course, we had Tri-Dry printing polyester tops with no scorch marks with the auto, which was fantastic. I think people's eyes were kind of popping out the head a little bit when they said what the material was, and then they held it up and they were like, there's nothing on it apart from transfer, obviously. Good activations, good talks, good customer conversations. It was a good event in general.
Yeah, thank you for everyone who listens that came by.
Yeah, we had a few people come by, say that they had the podcast. Yeah, fully appreciate that. And of course, the Pro Place.
Mm-hmm.
First UK debut.
It's the first time outside of North America that anyone's seen it.
Even more of an exclusive. It was pretty good. It was on the front corner of the stand, so the second you walked through the door, that was like what the first thing you saw on the stand. And it looked cool. It drew a lot of attention. Most of the crowds were clogging that part of the aisle. Every time someone tried to get past, there were just layers of people. I think poor Shauna just spoke about the Pro Place 24/7 for the entire event. Seeing everyone's reactions to how easy it was to use the projection system compared to other methods of placement was pretty cool.
That's it. So if anyone is unaware of what the Pro Place is, it has special projectors over the top of the platens on the Dual Air Fusion, so it will project your transfer exactly down to where you tell it needs to be placed. So it means if you're doing lots of volume, the transfer placement will be in exactly the same place every single time, which is means that that consistency, which is a question I've been getting asked a lot over the last year, is how can I maintain consistency? Well, now we have a very easy answer for that.
And it automatically does it for you, doesn't it? Just so everyone's completely clear on how it works, you pick the platen size and tell it the placement and it will project it for you.
Yep.
So it's not even like it throws it up on the screen and you have to move it to where you want it on the t-shirt. Like, it literally does everything for you. You can have it, you can change the colour of it. So it could be a black projection, a white projection, or the colour and the print if you wanted it to be. So it's pretty cool. They are available to purchase online. They're not coming until August because they are new and exciting and still being made and shipped. But if you want to be one of the very first people to get your hands on one in the UK, you can go online to styles.co.uk/proplaceiq and order them now. It's not pre-order anymore, is it, for deposit? Literally buy outright and it will ship to you in August when it comes.
Yeah, it was only ever up front.
Perfect. Amazing.
And for anyone that would like to see the Pro Place that was not a premium promotion, we will be at Vespa this week. So this is coming up Monday the 18th. So from the 19th through the 22nd, we will be in Amsterdam with the Pro Place showing everyone else. So if you missed it and you're attending Vespa, we're on stand F30. So do make sure you come by, come and say hello, learn to use the heat press because it's now going to be available in Europe. So if you're in Germany, do head to styles.de because you will be able to order yours as well. Again, shipping August. And if you're anywhere outside of Germany, contact your Hotronics reseller today because they will be able to get in on that first shipment coming in as well and secure one for you. But you will need to, again, you'll need to order up front to make sure you get one. And this is going to go bonkers everywhere that it arrives because that consistency is going to save you so much time as well. I mean, you save so much time with the dual air fusion as is. I reckon it could be 5, 10, 15, or even 20 seconds more a t-shirt. So this could be saving you another 3 or 4 weeks a year of your business, if not more.
I was going to say, that's conservative.
So you could be looking at, I don't know how long. Honestly, you could be saving a quarter of your year back to you. So your turnaround can either be quicker, or your capacity for jobs with no additional workforce could be even increased. So it seems a bit of a no-brainer. I think the machine would pay off for itself in so quickly. But if you're interested, head to styleseurope.com for details on where you can find all of your resellers around Europe. Or if you're in Germany, head to styles.de and it will be live there, available for you to order now and get available at our first shipment.
And if you're in the UK, styles.co.uk as per usual, and americastyles.com.
Yep.
Worldwide.
And we also have lots of exciting stuff going on at Vespa as well, so we will be there for the duration. We'll be filming lots of stuff for you. If there's anything you'd like to see, do leave us a comment. We're going to try and go live a few times as well, so you can have a little bit of a tour of the stand, see what's going on.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
There'll be some good talks in the Sportswear Pro area as well. There'll be some fireside chats. We'll be involved in the conference. So if there's anything you'd like to see there, do come along and say hello, because there's going to be lots and lots going on, and Vespa is always a fantastic event to be a part of.
It's my first Vespa. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've not been before, but I think this is probably going to be the biggest year for Styles so far.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that this is the one I'm attending.
Yes.
It's my first.
Be lots and lots of interesting things to see there, and you'll be able to secure your next Hotronics machine on the stand. So an exciting time if you're a garment decorator.
Yeah, and the Hotronics section of the booth looks really cool as well. So
yeah,
you have to come by just to see that.
You have to see that there. We've got some exciting stuff going on the stand. We'll be doing lots of live demonstrations, heat transfer vinyl. We've got some sneak peeks at some new products there as well. So that's a good time to come and see us just to see those. And we'll be giving away lots of samples as well.
Perfect. Well, I think that's a good point to wrap up on. Thank you for joining me for this quickfire episode. I just wanted to let everyone have a bit of a catch up as to what has been going on. And we are back to releasing podcast episodes on a weekly basis. If there is anything you want Andy and I to discuss and give you a bit more insight on in regards to anything related to heat printing, do leave a comment and let us know. Alternatively, if there's anyone that you would like us to collaborate with from a partner friendly brand point of view. Let us know who that is as well. We have got some episodes coming with a few people that we've had on previously, but if there's anyone else or anything in particular you want us to discuss. And also, if you are a customer that wants to come on and tell your business story, please do let us know. We had Mel on from Drumnagoric. I said that right. Yes, Drumnagoric Designs. This week we filmed it, so this will be next week's episode. And it was so much fun and so inspiring to hear her talk about her business. I forgot how much I enjoyed that part of the podcast. And she said that she'd wanted to come on for a while, and I was thinking, why didn't you ask me? Because we could have done this sooner. So if you are sitting at home wanting to do this, then please let us know. And other than that, we'll be back next Monday. Almost forgot the release day. Monday with another podcast episode. Don't forget to like and subscribe.